on the Davidson Sports Network. The Bob McKillop Show is on the air, powered by Ortho Carolina. The Bob McKillop Show is brought to you by Barings, investing in lasting change together. Pepsi, born in the Carolinas. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Atrium Health, the best for the Carolinas. The Famous Toastery, breakfast, lunch, and brunch, all at once. Harris Teeter, where Wildcat fans shop for groceries. And by Ortho Carolina, you improved. Now, alongside the head coach of the Wildcats, Bob McKillop, here's the voice of Davidson basketball, Jared Letch.
Welcome to the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield, coming off a pair of Atlantic 10 home games where the Cats battled back against VCU before falling short and then finished the week with a victory over LaSalle on Saturday. With head coach Bob McKillop, I'm Jared Letch inside Belk Arena. Coach, let's jump right into the week that was for the Wildcats, starting with the 70-68 loss to VCU on Wednesday. And you spoke postgame about your message to the team of how proud you were of the toughness, resiliency, that they continued to fight. They had a chance to win this game. It was all part of a 16-3 run at the end.
Well, they never gave up the relentless resiliency of our team to come back from that deficit in the last 5 minutes, 4 minutes, and to get one shot that could have actually won the game and another shot that could have or another opportunity for a shot that could have tied the game. Proud of what our guys did with their backs against the wall.
A strong start to the contest. It seemed like a comfortable pace for you. But toward the end of the half, VCU went on the 12-2 run, and that put you in an eight-point hole to start the second half.
You know, we talk about big momentum, and going into the locker room, you always want to have that. And clearly we did not handle that as well as we should have, and it gave them a little bit of an impetus as they went into the locker room and prepared for the second half, and they came out the same way in the second half and kind of put us on our heels and had us against the ropes. And, you know, we didn't stay in that center ring in the last couple of minutes of the first half, and we're backing up. And I think we need to be very mindful of that as we go forward from here. And that was a message that was clearly delivered to our guys, and they embraced it as they got into the LaSalle game.
Now the Cats much better with their full court pressure against VCU, but some miscues still exist, and you credit the Rams with that because that's what they do, turn teams over, which really helped them build that lead.
It certainly did, and it sped us up and gave them run out opportunities, and the control that we had in the full court was not carried forward into the front court, and that shows you how talented VCU is, that they can not just extend the court and create pressure, but they could carry that pressure from the back court into the front court and continue that. So that's a credit to them.
And another factor that helped support the comeback effort was the crowd inside Belk Arena. I mean, they really created an environment that helped fuel that run, and that crowd could have stood up against any in college basketball.
Well, we've been fortunate to have just a tremendous crowds in these past couple of games. This season, we have welcomed them back with open arms, and they have embraced us with equally open arms. And they've been a big factor in inspiring us and energizing us throughout the home schedule.
Is that something, Coach? Obviously, it was taken away from us over the last year or so, and you never know when a crowd's going to exist. You're more thankful now that the crowd is there? Bigger emphasis?
You know, I've never taken that for granted. I've always been always so grateful for our crowd. I know there are so many opportunities to do so many other things, games on TV, family obligations, late night games, early afternoon games. So I'm grateful, and I think our players are equally grateful for what our crowd does in terms of their support for us, which has been so consistent.
Now, Nelson was a bright spot in that game. He has been over the course of the last several games. He was plus 14. He continues to show all the intangibles that make him such a valuable piece along the lines of an Andrew Lovedell or Max Paulus Gosselin.
You know, role-playing is such a pivotal process to learn. And some guys really take it to heart that they want to become the best role player that they possibly can become. They want to become the best sixth, seventh, eighth man that they possibly can become. And boy, Nelson has emerged in that process as a master of playing a role, and he's done it so very, very well.
Seems like he's under control, too, because when we see him come into the game, often looks like he was just shot out of a cannon.
You know, he can do some things for us defensively, offensively, rebounding the ball, defending the ball, and he's superb in our offense.
Now, moving to this past Saturday, bounce-back effort against LaSalle, 77-69 victory, and been mentioning him frequently, but he deserves the attention right now, and that's Luka Brankovic. Continues to lead the team as a dominant threat in all facets of the game. And following the game, LaSalle's head coach Ashley Howard said Luka, the toughest big guy to guard in the conference.
Well, that's a wonderful statement from Ashley, and I'm sure that's music to Luka's ears because he's worked very, very hard. As I've said in the past, in practice every day, he sees each and every drill, every play in practice as an opportunity to make himself better. And not surprising, when you have that kind of attitude, you do get better, and he has improved dramatically.
Absence of Grant Huffman last couple of games presents opportunity to other players. Emery Lanier, a recipient of that. Did you see him get incrementally better in just this short amount of time by getting the game experience?
You know, his confidence is starting to re-emerge. The confidence he had when he came here as a freshman, and I think not playing many minutes at all as a freshman kind of impacted him in a negative way. He came back, worked very hard this summer, and again, he doesn't see much playing time, so it was a double whammy for him. But he's always stayed ready, and that's a tribute to him that he, as much as he has struggled to be remain confident, he's always remained ready. And thankfully, he got that opportunity with Grant's absence, and I thought his three was a big one on Saturday, and I thought his defense was equally efficient for us. So you see him improving, getting better, and prospering from that preparedness that he had from staying ready.
And that was one of those moments that three, coach, I looked right to you at the bench. You had a big smile on your face.
Yeah, you know, when a guy has fought the way he has fought to make himself better and he has some doubts and then he goes and knocks that down, boy, that just brings a broad smile to my face.
We talked about free throws, how important as the season goes on, how big they are. And the game finishing, and you got the free throw opportunities in the hands of Lee, Lawyer, and Brankovic. They're perfect down the stretch.
Yeah, you know, it's Mike Jones, Lee, Foster, Luka, and Sam made a couple of big ones as well, and Nelson's made some big ones. So we've had a lot of guys contributing from the foul line, and we've actually been aggressive enough to get fouled. So that's part A, and part B is making them, and we've done a pretty good job of it.
Now, I recall a few words that were used to describe Sam Enenga when he got here. Man strength. It seems like that strength presence has been on display for us the last handful of games.
What he's done is he's tried to play lower. And we use the expression, a very big football expression, low man wins. So he's really tried to get his body down. And being in a down position will give him greater balance, but will also give him the kind of power that his body has. If he's standing up, he's not nearly as powerful, but being down, low man wins. He gets us a great powerful lift as a rebounder, as a screener, as a post guy, as a passer. And he's been guarding the perimeter. You know, the last couple of games we've played, there's been a four-man that could shoot the three, and he's got to go out and guard on the perimeter and sometimes even defend the ball screen as a user of the ball screen. So he's been challenged, and he's really answered the bell when the challenges come.
Well, that'll take us into our first break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation, recap a day of special festivities on Saturday. This is the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield.
At Ortho Carolina, personalized orthopedic care goes beyond my appointment. Accessible, comprehensive, and compassionate. It's my care, my way.
Schedule your appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
Performance is a constant. Obstacles are fleeting. We are formed by the unrelenting hand of discipline. A second built on years. Victory built on humility. We are process. Drive. Persistence. We are Bearings.
The happiest you is the healthiest you. And the healthiest you is the one that chooses Atrium Health. As the region's most trusted healthcare partner, we're committed to helping people live mindfully, meaningfully, and joyfully in every community, large and small. And every day, we're finding new ways to make unrivaled health easier, more personalized, and more complete than ever before. The best care for a more full life. Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Davidson Wildcats.
Nestled in historic Davidson Cottage Mill, the Brick House Tavern offers a unique blend of nostalgia with a contemporary flair. Sample the offerings of their extensive tap room or enjoy lunch or dinner in the expansive dining room. And once again this season, the Brick House Tavern is the home of Davidson Athletics. Relive every win with fellow Wildcat fans after every game. So for lunch, dinner, or game day, make your destination the Brick House Tavern.
Welcome back to the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. Jared Latch, Bob McKillop back with you. And I want to put a bow on Saturday's special ceremony, honoring Lefty Drizel, Terry Holland postgame, with nice words from Lefty provided to Chris Clooney, an emotional speech from Terry's wife, Ann, and appearances from so many former players from the glory years.
Just a magnificent afternoon and such icing on the cake of the victory. Terry and Lefty, the foundation, the building blocks of what has transpired here over these past 60 years. And to see them honored with their numbers hanging in the rafters, to know and watch and see those numbers hang there each day you step into Belk Arena, such a well-earned, deserved, and honorable a statement about what they've done for us. And I say they've done tremendous things for Davidson College, Davidson basketball, and for me personally. And Ann Holland's comments at the ceremony were extraordinary. She brought cheers and tears and memories and just captivated everybody with the way she relayed what Terry was thinking.
And how much, Coach, the draw for you initially to Davidson, the glory years, how much did that inspire you to come as an assistant and then later return as head coach where you sit right now?
As a high school player growing up in New York, everything was around the Northeast or the ACC or UCLA. That was it. And when I came to East Carolina in 67, my eyes were opened very widely to what Davidson College was. I had not known about Davidson College. And the stamp of excellence that they were putting on the college basketball map was at the highest level. Got my attention as a freshman, then as a sophomore. My last game at East Carolina was against Davidson, so I had a firsthand look at what it was like to try to get a rebound, and there's Doug Cook and Mike Malloy, and there's Dave Moser and Wayne Huckle and Jerry Kroll and Mike O'Neill. I mean, those guys were like big stars to me, and I was competing against them, but they were stars to me. And I said, wow, this is some program. So when I got the opportunity to come here in 78, when Eddie Biedenbach was the head coach, there was not a lot of convincing that had to be done, that I knew the power of this program, the tradition of this program, the excellence of this program. And then when I got the call again in 1989 to come back, there was no question at all. This is a place that I could see myself living with our family for the rest of our lives.
Until that call, were there points before that you said, I hope Davidson calls, or maybe I
no,
get this opportunity?
No, I never did. I never had that. I stayed in touch with a lot of the former Davidson players that I was with in 78, 79, the John Gerdes, the Rich Perkies, the Ernie Regals. You know, those guys remained in touch with me, and Rick Barnes was an assistant on that staff, and Jeff Bozdelic was an assistant, and of course Eddie was the head, so I remained in touch with a lot of them. So Tom Couch, the trainer, I stayed in touch with him. Terry was at Virginia, and he was recruiting our high school players at Long Island Lutheran, so there again was that emergence of Davidson in my mind and in my history, and so it was there all the time.
Now, we wouldn't expect anything less from the players showing great class on the court, joined by all these other players. You're a history guy. Was this a great opportunity for you to share some of that with this current team?
Well, it was a sharing of history, and it was a sharing of philosophy, life's philosophy. And the message was that all of those players stood behind Terry and Lefty's number, but Terry himself, and they stood on the shoulders of Lefty Driesell and Terry Holland. Well, our guys are standing on the shoulders of Dick Snyder and Mike O'Neill and Jerry Kroll and Dave Moser and Wayne Huckle and Mike Spann and Tony Yorsbin and all those guys that were there. So this concept of being part of a family is real and very visible, and our guys got a firsthand look at it and understood better sometimes the things that they see in the rafters, the things that we talk about, the things that are in the media guide. To see it in the flesh is quite an extraordinary experience for them.
Now, this game, too, marked your 1,000th game, coach to Davidson. Quite an accomplishment. I know, as humble as you are, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you might say something along the lines of crediting all your players, your current staff, and past staff that you've had with you.
Well, there's no doubt that I would not be here at this point unless there was Terry Holland nursing me through those first couple of challenging, very challenging years. And then, of course, the support of Kathy and our family is without doubt a major, major factor for me continuing to be here. And then you add in the terrific assistant coaches, the terrific players, the support of so many people here on our campus. It's been a team effort that has inspired me and energized me and allowed me the honor of being here, have facilitated the honor of me being here, have inspired the honor of me being here. So this is quite a statement about how grateful I am to all the people who are part of that past.
Special day for sure. It was great to be a part of it. Just a neat day for history at Davidson. Here on campus, current day, we know that classes were delayed coming back in person. Today they returned. Does that bring about a sense of normalcy for these guys and maybe friends they haven't seen in over a month now?
Well, it's interesting because you're seeing campus with a lot of bodies on it, which we have not seen for 2 months now. And during that time period, we went on that winning streak. We were on TV frequently. We beat the top 10 team, Alabama. And as our student body sat at home and, you know, on their Christmas holiday, their semester break, and their first week of class away from campus, I think the Davidson basketball message was seen to them very visibly. So I think there's a little bit of excitement amongst our students returning, and it'll be great to have them back in the arena.
That's what I was going to touch on, because it seems like there's this big commitment now. Maybe even more. They're ready to come back into this arena because of what you just said.
You know, I thought we had our student athletes who were back training in the last 2-3 weeks had been remarkable in their support for our guys in the home games. And, of course, our swim team in their Speedos were just what a great statement about how much they're willing to support our guys.
There were a couple Speedo misses in that game for sure. Coach, the saying, when you help others, you help yourself, or sacrifice leads to rewards. That could be felt throughout this program. Thus far, the team shooting 50% from the field. Does that go into the idea that you're passing up good shots for great shots, and there's just this camaraderie with these guys?
You know, again, we go back to the concept of the ball being the spotlight, and the more the spotlight moves, the more people get under that spotlight. You hold on to the spotlight, and you burn your hands. And our guys have really accepted that. They understand that. They work to make that happen. And, of course, the defense tries to destroy that. And that's the challenge of competitive sport. Someone's trying to get something done, and someone's trying to prevent you from getting something done. And our guys have been clearly focused on making sure that spotlight moves and that sacrifice does equal the reward we all get.
And one thing that opposing defenses have been looking to do against you is put the clamps on Lee and restrict his ability. What has he been able to do as far as a response, and how has that affected the offense?
I thought Saturday was a classic example of when a guy is knocked to the mat, that he doesn't stay on the mat. Lee missed some shots. He was guarded very tightly. He missed two foul shots, very unusual for him. But then he drew eight fouls. I think he got to the line eight times, made all eight foul shots, and made four or five critical layups. So layups and free throws and drawing fouls became his M.O. And interesting, it was not the three-pointer. And to me, that's a tremendous statement about sacrifice. Just absolutely tremendous statement about sacrifice, but also the resilience to fight through some challenges. And Lee handled that perfectly.
Time for another quick break. When we come back, we'll look ahead at the preview segment presented by Famous Toastery, focusing on tomorrow's game at St. Bonaventure. This is the Bob McKillop Show from Learfield, powered by Ortho Carolina.
At Ortho Carolina, my personalized orthopedic care feels like home because video visits bring my provider to me. Ortho Carolina, my care, my way.
Schedule your in-person or virtual appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
When is it time to think about your money? When you get a job, get married, start a family, buy a home? At First Citizens Bank, we know the time to think about your money is when you're thinking about your life. Choose a bank that's thinking about it too. Learn more at firstcitizens.com. Because money isn't everything, but so much depends on what you do with your money. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Member FDIC.
Out here, we charge into the heartland with Mountain Dew. Out here, there's no rush hour, just the rush of flying wide open on glassy water at 5 a.m. with your first Dew in hand. And there's no spin class, just bright green spinner bait that ironically matches your second Dew. Out here, we don't just play big buck hunt, we hunt actual big bucks. And out here, the best road is off-road, and the color of your truck is mud. Out here, it's Dew.
Famous Toastery is a proud sponsor of the Davidson College Wildcats. Join us for classic favorites like our stuffed French toast or flapjacks piled high with your favorite toppings. Stop by for lunch on the go with our savory wraps and sandwiches. Or fuel up before a busy game day supporting your Davidson Wildcats. Come visit us at Famous Toastery or order online for convenient pickup at famoustoastery.com/order.
It's now time to preview the next opponent, presented by Famous Toastery. Start your day at the Famous Toastery, the home for breakfast, lunch, and brunch, all at once.
Welcome back. Jared Latch alongside Bob McKillop in this segment presented by our partners at the Famous Toastery, as you just heard. We'll now turn the page and preview the matchup tomorrow as the Cats head back on the road to the frozen tundra of Olean, New York, to take on St. Bonaventure. And Coach, Head Coach Mark Schmidt there has really created something special at St. Bonaventure, similar in ways to Davidson because of the small enrollment and environment.
Well, he's in a challenging environment because of its location and size, and he's handled that remarkably well. One of the great success stories in college basketball is what Mark has done there, and I know some Power 5 conferences have been eyeing him for a number of years, and he has remained firmly entrenched at St. Bonaventure.
And you look at the environment that we'll be in tomorrow night. This is one of the best in the Atlantic 10, toughest to win in. But the Cats, over the course of this year, have really relished the opportunity, played well in coming and going on the road.
Well, if you're a college basketball player, you welcome playing in very challenging and difficult environments. It's exciting. It's inspiring. It's energizing. Cameron Indoor Stadium has that same feel, and we've felt that the number of times we've played at Duke. Clearly, St. Bonaventure has that feel, and really has their fans at a fever pitch well before tip-off and throughout the 40 minutes of the game.
And Coach, when you look at this matchup, what are some of your early keys for Davidson?
You know, St. Bonaventure's been getting everybody's best shot since day one, and they've handled it so very successfully right out of the gate. Then they got hit with COVID, and it interrupted their rhythm. Well, I think what's happened as a result of that, they've responded in a way that they've had some dominating performances. Their ability to put the ball on the floor and score at five spots, their ability to shoot the ball from the arc, their toughness, Very, very well coached. This is an extraordinary challenge for us on the road, but also against the St. Bonaventure team that is so talented and so well coached.
And Coach, when we talked Saturday, you mentioned Grant Huffman will be on track to be back. Do you think that'll be the case? You guys will be back at full strength?
Yeah, we will welcome Grant back in uniform, and he certainly will give a little bit of a spark to us defensively as well as handling the basketball.
Well, Coach, as always, before I let you go, thank you for your time. But what else, final thoughts to give to our audience?
Just a terrific capstone on the month of January with the celebration to honor Terry Holland and Lefty Driesell, and just makes me feel so very fortunate and lucky to be part of Davidson College basketball.
Well, Coach, thank you. See you a little bit later for our flight to New York.
Okay. Thanks, Jared.
We'll take one final break, come back and wrap up the show, provide information on our upcoming broadcast. This is the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield.
Hey, Wildcat fans, no matter how you celebrate game day, it's all about the food. And Harris Teeter has everything you need. Delicious subs and wraps, fresh hot store-made pizza, all sizes of party platters or ready-to-serve wing trays, just to name a few. Plus, with Harris Teeter fuel points, you can earn free fuel with every purchase you make, up to a dollar off per gallon. Stop at your Harris Teeter for great savings on all your game day needs, or download the HT app to order ahead. Harris Teeter, where Wildcat fans shop for groceries.
Did you know Hendrix Business Systems is now the official document solutions provider of the Wildcats? If you're looking for the best and most reliable copy, scan, and print document management solutions, Hendrix Business Systems is the perfect choice for your team. As an authorized Canon, HP, and Xerox dealer, Hendrix has been serving their North and South Carolina clients the latest technology for over 44 years. To learn more, visit HendrixBusiness.com. That's Hendrix with an X, business.com. Hendrix Business Systems, where your image is our business.
As a proud supporter of Davidson College basketball, the team at Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet also stresses the staples of trust, commitment, and care. They care about their customers and have honest out-the-door pricing with no hidden fees. Choose from a huge selection of Chevrolet cars, trucks, and SUVs, plus Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet will be there after the sale with award-winning service. Go to the dealer you can trust, Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet. Find new roads on Highway 16 south of Newton and online at EarnhardtChevy.com.
At Ortho Carolina, my personalized orthopedic care begins with the click of a mouse because online scheduling saves me time. Ortho Carolina, my care, my way.
Schedule your in-person or virtual appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
Welcome back to the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. We remind you of our next broadcast tomorrow night. We just talked about it, Tuesday, February 1st, airtime 6:45 for a tip time just after 7 o'clock on the road at St. Bonaventure. As always, broadcast can be found via ESPN 730, The Game Charlotte, WHIP 1350, 99.3 FM Mooresville, WGNC 1450, and 101.1 FM Gastonia and Charlotte, and stream live on the new Varsity app and by heading to DavidsonWildcats.com. When we look at the next couple of games on this schedule, of course, tomorrow night against the Bonnies, a big one there in Olean, New York. That'll be followed up by another road game on Saturday up in Washington, D.C., as the Wildcats will take on the Colonials for a 2 o'clock tip there. And then next week's game, Wednesday at home against St. Joseph's. And then on the road, once again, the Cats will visit Kingston, Rhode Island, to take on the Rams. And the Wildcats' overall record at this point, 17-3, 7-1 in the conference. They were coming off that 15-game winning streak that was snapped against VCU. They came back for a win against LaSalle on Saturday. And another note, as far as the schedule is concerned, that game on February the 9th against St. Joe's will be another whiteout game. So get your tickets. You can head to DavidsonWildcats.com for more information. For Bob McKillop and Jared Latch, have a great rest of the day, and so long for now from Davidson.
On the Davidson Sports Network, this has been the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. The Bob McKillop Show has been brought to you by Bearings, investing in lasting change together. Pepsi, born in the Carolinas. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Atrium Health, the best for the Carolinas.
The Famous Toastery, breakfast, lunch, and brunch, all at once. Harris Teeter, where Wildcat fans shop for groceries. And by Ortho Carolina, you improved. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Davidson Sports Network.